10 Mishnayos. By the way, tomorrow night there's no Mishnayos, because Mishnayos is only Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But starting next week, Mishnayos is going to be after Ma'ariv, so it'll be Sunday and Thursday also. Because right after Ma'ariv will be Mishnayos.
You see the new brochure.
Welcome to this continuing. You see the new brochure, which you can tell
Elul.
It says Elul, Tavshin Samachet, in the upper left hand, in the upper left hand corner.
Are there any other important changes?
Yes. Yes. We're going 8 to 8:30 is the thing. And then the Shmaius is right at the Myra. No, I don't know, I think it's all.
Which
what? Which
Mishnah?
Somewhere
in Rosh
Hashanah. Somewhere towards the end of the first year. You didn't miss much, so come sit. You haven't missed much.
No, I know it's you. Yeah.
Okay, Mishnayos, Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, the last Mishnah, I believe, in Perek Aleph. Yeah, Mishnah Ches. Eilein Apsulim, Mishnah Ches. I have it as Mishnah Ches. It starts off with Eilein Apsulim. So there are. There's a concept of psulei edus. Edus are disqualified from saying edus. Normally you believe edim, they're disqualified. Now the Mishnah is going to list edim that are disqualified midrabbanan, not midiraisa. And the point of the Mishnah is that they're also possible for kiddush hachodesh. Even though we just learned that among the Yomar, that even relatives are kosher for kiddush hachodesh. But this Mishnah is saying that other psulim are possible, even psulim and drabbanan are possible. Amasachik v'kubya, so that usually means playing with cards, but it means gambling. That's the accepted definition, is that it means gambling. There's two things wrong with gambling, the Gemara says. Two things, maybe there's a lot of things wrong with gambling, but there's two aspects to it that make it possible, that make you possible eidus midrabbanan. One is that it's gezel midrabbanan, because asmachta lo kanya, taking away his money, and he really doesn't give it up willingly. So it's not gezel d'oraisa, because of the way it's structured, you're taking it willingly from him, and he gives it to you. But it's gezel midrabbanan. The other is that ein osik v'yeshuva shalolam. You're not doing anything constructive. The person has to do something constructive in this world. I remember when I was growing up on the Lower East Side, so Sunday the Puerto Ricans used to sit outside and play dominoes. They used to do every Sunday. They just sat there and played dominoes for hours and hours and hours. You know, they would match dominoes. Either that or they were washing their car. So if they were washing their car, it was a whole avoda. Sunday afternoon, they go down with a pail and a bunch of schmatas, and it's almost like an avoda. They would like wash the car. So if they're washing the car, they're also be a shuva shalom, at least they're doing something constructive. When they're sitting with the turned over boxes, playing dominoes, drinking beer, they're not also be a shuva shalom. So that's the other pshat. So Gemara says that Afkanina is if he has another job. If he's a gambler and he has a job, so if the reason is that Dana also be a shuva shalom, he's not doing anything constructive, so he's doing something constructive. Not constructive. He's not doing anything constructive.
No, he's got a job. This is his entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of going to the movie.
Well, then he is also Yishuv Shalom, yeah. But if the reason is Gezel Midrabbanan, and obviously it doesn't matter if he has another job or not, it's still Gezel Midrabbanan. So that's Mesachik Bekubius Posel Eidus. Umalve Beribis, which certainly sounds like the Oraisa. So either it's talking about Ribis the Rabbanan, or the Mepharshim explained that since people rationalize that Rebus is Mutter, so part of being Pasul Eidus Medioraisa is if you willfully do an Avera. And if you can ration, if you rationalize it away, and you say, well, it's really mutter, it's really okay, I don't see what's wrong with it, then you're not possible edus automatically. Although midrabanan here, the Malvei Beribas is possible. The Mafricha Yonim, they used to have pigeon races, like horse races. So again, this has the same. So either if Masachik Kekugya's problem was Eina Osek the Yeshua Shalolam, then this is the one that's Gezel midrabanan. And if the other one, if Masachik Kekugya was also Gezel midrabanan, then the Gemara explains there's two types, different types of gambling. One's more totally in pure chance than another. By Mafricha Yonim, you're able to, an expert could make his bird win the race. And therefore, you might say it's not necessarily a smachta b'alma, because it's something you can actually do to make yourself win.
That's what chance means, a smachta.
What? Literally, the word asmachta is really a legal term. It's very hard to give a definition. Asmachta means. The word comes from I'm relying on the fact that I'll win. I don't really plan on using it. I'll lose it. I'm relying that I'm going to win. That's called asmachta kanya and asmachta lo kanya. It's not like this in Gemara. Asmachta kanya means we look at it as a valid kinyan. Because we say he did it willingly. Say, here, you want to buy this from me? I'll sell it to you. If I don't come back in a week, you can keep it. You know, so that's a smachta. I'm really relying on the fact that I will come back in a week. The Sochre Shvius Apostoliatus. So again, this is the Araisa. But most people don't want to hear that it's Osir. And they say, what's wrong? So I'm selling you, it's a big deal. So therefore, you're only possible midrabanan. Ba'avodim, that's a problem, because if avodim means not mishachrarim, then it certainly doesn't belong on a list of things that are possible midrabanan. It belongs on a list of things that are possible midrabanan. But still, it's put here because why is it put here if it's possible the Araisa is not so clear? Maybe it's a Kiddush, even though it's a Kiddush that even for Kiddush HaKiddush, the Avodim are automatically Psur. Zakhal, this is the rule. Kol Eidush Hinisha Kesheira Law, Avhein Einim Kesheira Law. In other words, a woman can't say Eidush, so whenever a woman can't say Eidush, these Psulim apply and they can't say Eidush either. What is the coming of Fuke? Sometimes a woman can say Eidus. Three cases. We made an Isha with Raglayim Ladover, a Saito, Nistara, and she indeed became Tomei. He was Boyal Hataka. So an Abe is Mammon, and an Isha is Mammon, Mora says. So these people are only possible, the Rabbana would also be Mammon. But the Chol Isha, Chol Eidus, Shein Isha Ksheirat Law. Avhein einam kshayvim lo. Okay. Mishnah test. We had yesterday that the Edim saying, testifying that they saw the new moon could be Mechal Shabbos. In the Araisa for all months they could be Mechal Shabbos in order to enable Bezdin to paskin, this was called this based on a sighting of the new moon. So that's Midiraisa. Midiraisa is every month. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Misakin only 2 months. Right, only 2 months, at least in the Tishrei. So, Mishiro Sachodesh Meniyoch Alahalech, Melichin Oslo Alachamor. This is all on Shabbos. You can make him ride a donkey, so they're over the Isra Mechamer, because they're leading their donkey, with the donkey's carrying someone. I feel the Mito, even if they have to carry the Mito, so they're over the Shabbos with the Araisa, the Mamash carrying on Shabbos. Yom Tzayda Lohem, and if they suspect an ambush to stop them from getting to Bezdin, like some of the Makwals are allowed to take ammunition with them. Makwals, of course, means sticks, literally, but they're allowed to take ammunition with them. And they're carrying it, and Muktzah, it doesn't matter. The Moshe Derech Rechoka, even though it can be on the mezonos, because they can't get stuck on the way. Time is, right, they don't have time, so they have to go, and they just take food with them. If they can get there before day 30 is over, and they can declare day 30 to have been Rosh Chodesh, that would be good. Once it's after day 30, so you don't care so much. This is going to be 31. But to make day 30 into Rosh Chodesh, you always do that. And if they'll get there before nightfall, Motzei Shabbos, they're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to go to Bezdin. You ate somebody in the Kodesh. And never ate somebody in the Hashem. Hashem Tikkur, or Islam, but my Adon. So that's the puzzle for me. You learn out, you have to be Mechal Shabbos for it. In order to tell Bezdin that you saw the new moon, you could even be Mechal Shabbos. Okay, we have to stop here. I can't. He's going to fall asleep in the middle of the second.